Yeah, Marnie, we are outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department now. You mentioned it, another curfew tonight. The curfew starts at 10 o'clock. They've got the road closed here in front of the police department. And there's actually a vigil going on right now behind me. I want to show you this crowd here of a couple hundred people in the middle of the street. And if we walk over here to the actual police department, it's interesting because there are a lot more National Guard members out here today than there were yesterday. We saw dozens more show up this afternoon. You see them all here in front of the police department. And some of them are even up there on top of the roof right now. And you mentioned it earlier, the big headlines today, the police chief here and the officer involved both resigned. Dante Wright's family embraces each other outside the Minneapolis courthouse before meeting George Floyd's family. Both men were killed less than 10 miles apart. Wright's mother recounting the last moments she saw her son.
The girl that he had in the car answered the phone, and it was on a FaceTime. And she said, she was crying and screaming, and she said that they shot him. And then she pointed the phone towards the driver's seat, and my son was laying there. Unresponsive.
The Wright and Floyd family are both represented by attorney Benjamin Crump.
Dante was trying to get away. He was not a threat to them. Was it the best decision? No. But young people don't always make the best decisions. As his mother said, he was scared.
Say his name!
Dante Wright.
Say his name!
Dante Wright.
They murdered my nephew. She killed my nephew.
The officer who shot Wright, Kim Potter, resigned from her job this morning. In a resignation letter, she wrote resigning was in the best interest of the community, the department, and her fellow officers. She worked for the department for more than two decades. The Brooklyn Center police chief also resigned after another chaotic night. Despite the 7 p.m. curfew, protesters stayed on the streets. Some threw water bottles and other objects at officers. Several officers were hurt, and police say five businesses were burglarized.
Our mobile field force commander actually met with one of the individuals on the scene about 7 o'clock and tried to talk about how we could do this peacefully tonight without the use of any chemical munitions, without the use of any enforcement. And unfortunately, those efforts weren't successful, and those organizers weren't able to influence the desires of the crowd to leave.
Okay, so tonight we've got the Brooklyn Center Police out here, also the Minnesota State Troopers, and a very, very heavy National Guard presence. Last night the curfew was at 7 o'clock. Tonight it has been moved to 10 o'clock. Last night police say they made about 40 arrests. Most of them were for curfew violations. Live in Brooklyn Center, Brian Enten, News Nation.